This is Roger Pipe, RogerViews.com. The following is my interview with Digital Playground contract girl Yana Kova. This is the second year in a row we've interviewed Yana. She's a gorgeous woman, obviously, and had quite a bit to say. Hope you enjoy it. As always, I welcome any feedback. Drop me an email, Roger@RogerViews.com.
Yeah, we're rolling. Let me get close so we can hear. With Yana Kova.
Hi.
Second year we've done this at Digital Playground.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do this year?
What did I do this year? You mean movies?
Yes.
Okay, so I was shooting the Island Fever 4, and it was good because I had to have sex with Jesse, which is always good, and with Deegan. And then the virtual sex with Yana Kova, Hot Rod for Sinners, Porcelain, and some of the Jack's Playground series too.
Now, in your virtual sex, who was the lucky person with the toy?
There was a girl. She was a model. She used to be a model. She's not modeling anymore. And she was wearing the strap-on.
Was she good with the strap-on?
She was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But she's not a porn girl. She's a regular model?
She was a porn model.
A porn model. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was good with it, but I think guys are better than strap-on. So.
But not on camera, because you don't do guys
yes,
on camera.
Yes, I don't do guys.
You like guys better than girls, just not on camera?
I like both, because it's different. But in my private life, yeah, I prefer guys.
Okay. Now, you said you worked with Jesse. She was just here talking about how she loves working with you. And you also work with Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
How are the two of them different?
I would say that Jesse is more aggressive, you know. She just grabs me and fucks me hard. And Tegan, she's more playful.
But you like both?
Yes, I like both.
Now, if I put you on the spot, you can only choose one.
Only choose one. Oh, that would be hard. Oh, my God. Well, I would say Jesse.
Because you like the aggressive.
Yeah.
But you would rather have the choice,
both.
Right?
Okay.
But if I twist your arm, you're going to do this. All right, well, that's good. How about the two new Digital Playground contract girls? Have you worked with Lacey or Katsumi yet?
No, not yet. But I think they both are really beautiful. I always thought that Katsumi's got to be most beautiful face and the lips that I want just kiss. And Lacey, she's just sweetheart. So I'm looking forward to work with them. And with Shay. I didn't work with Shay.
You haven't worked with Shay either.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three new
contract girls
for me,
yeah.
Wow. We can look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you worked with Sophia?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now there's three. How is she different from Tegan and Jesse?
She's more easygoing, you know, like, I don't know how to describe Sophia. She can be aggressive, she can be nice, she can be, I don't know, it's like, it depends. If she wakes up in a good mood, then she's nice. If she's pissed, she's aggressive. But I like working with her, too.
So it's not bad that she's pissed, too?
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah,
so
not bad.
Do you ever try and make her angry?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do have a website. It's www.clubyanakova.com.
And what will people see there?
They can see me doing live shows every Saturday. And they can read my diary, see exclusive photo shoots and videos.
What do you do in your live shows?
Just about everything.
Do you sit and chat with members and then masturbate?
Then I masturbate. I start just doing anal, and my cameraman guy, he starts playing with me. So, and the guys like that.
So there's a little boy-girl interplay there?
Just a little bit. Now, just his hand, you know.
Is this someone that you have a relationship with?
Yes.
But, and that, for people who don't know, that's why you don't do boys on camera, because you have a relationship. Right?
It's not just because I have a relationship, you know. I don't know. I can probably enjoy the girl stuff in front of camera better than the boy girl stuff.
Well, girls are prettier.
Yeah.
So on your website, there is a little bit of hand interaction with the guy. All right. Now, in general, who's better with toys, guys or girls?
Girls.
So
when I'm with guy, I don't use toys. I don't have to.
should guys in general work on their toy skills or just go with what they have?
Just go wild with it.
Okay. Girls need the toys.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right, what else should we talk about?
I don't know.
Other than the Digital Playground contract girls, if they came to you tomorrow and said, Yana, you're going to cast your next movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pick any girl, let's pretend there are no contracts. Mm-hmm. You can choose any girl in the industry you want.
That's easy. Sandy Westgate. She's hot.
Yeah, I think you said that last year.
Yeah, I know. She's still hot for me.
Is she listening? She needs to come to Digital Playground.
I know.
Go to Bora Bora and have sex with you on
She's
the beach.
She's really hot. No. I never was like big fan of big boobs, you know, implants. But she's got a beautiful face.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
Now, when you shot on Fever 4, how long were you cleaning sand out of different places in your body?
Like 2 weeks. I know. It was always my fantasy to have sex on the beach, you know, but it's not easy at all. It's not, because when I did the scene with Jesse, we had sand between our teeth, you know, and just everywhere.
I grew up near the beach. And
oh, really?
Whenever anybody says, I'd love to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
You know. No.
It's not that easy.
You have to do it once. Everyone has to do it once. Yeah. And then you go, you know what, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I know. And I felt so bad for the guys, for Scott Nails and Evan Stone, you know, because they have to fuck the girls on sand for like 2 hours, you know.
It's not easy to walk on the sand.
Yeah.
It's really not easy to thrust on the sand.
I know.
And if you do have sex on the beach, bring a lot of baby wipes because you don't want sand on any place that's going to go in any place.
I know.
Did they have lots of stuff to keep you guys, your hands clean?
Well, not really.
Yeah, ow!
Not really. I know.
It's a good thing it was a good scene,
but,
right?
But we always brought like big bottles of water, you know, so we could clean ourselves.
Okay. Now, we got Pirates 2 coming up, and apparently the cast is a big secret.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
I hope I am.
So you don't even know yet if you're in it. I would imagine you're probably all going to be in it.
Yeah, I think so. But we don't know what rules will be, you know. I just want to be the good pirate, the good European pirate.
You don't want to be a bad pirate?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I have a blonde hair. I should be probably a good pirate.
Janine had dark hair. Because Janine was a good bad pirate.
Yeah, I know. She was great.
Do you think you could be a good bad pirate?
I think I can, yeah.
But you'd rather be the hero. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, who do you think of all the digital girls would be the best bad pirate?
Best bad pirate? I know that Jessie want to be a bad pirate, and I think that she would be good in it.
They could turn her from good to bad.
Yeah. Because she's a little evil.
Well, she certainly had sex like she was evil in that movie.
I know.
Now, what else can we talk about? This is your second time signing here.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't met the fans yet, though, right? You've just been doing interviews?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be a different fan reaction this year since you've had more movies for them to see?
I don't know. I hope so. That's why I'm doing it, to get more fans.
What is the nicest thing a fan's ever said to you?
That it's nice to see a beauty with class. Yeah, probably the nicest thing.
What's the silliest thing someone's ever complimented you on?
I don't think so that anybody said something silly. No, they always nice.
So no one said, you have a beautiful neck.
No.
What do you get the most compliments on?
On my eyes and my ass.
It's kind of tough to see them both at the same time.
I know.
I can see your eyes. They're beautiful. I'm not going to look at your ass because once I do, that'll be it. The interview will be over. I'll just be staring at your ass all day. Okay, so you get a lot of compliments on your eyes. For those who cannot see this interview, obviously, how tall are you?
I'm 5'2". I'm short.
Short, blonde, very curvy. And you have an accent. For those who didn't read last year, where are you from?
I'm from Czech Republic.
And you speak wonderful English.
Thank you.
But you have a great accent.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you do any other accents? If they ask you to do like a...
I can, yeah.
Could you be a British pirate?
I don't think so. I could be British. I could be Russian.
Yeah, well, no one in the audience would know the difference. You could use your regular voice and say you're Russian. We'd all go, wow, she's Russian.
I know.
But you don't do any other voices?
Mm-mm.
Because now it's audio, we can make up voices.
I don't know if I could do that.
Do you sing?
No, I cannot sing.
No?
I used to when I was younger, but then my voice turned to be like, you know, when people drink a lot, their voice is all creepy.
You drink a lot?
No, I don't, but my voice seems like that.
You just matured into your voice. So you don't drink a lot or you don't drink at all?
No. Well, I do drink, but only wine. That's what I like.
What's
wine.
Your favorite kind of wine?
Pina Grigio. Yeah.
Okay. What else do you like to do when you're not on your website or starring in movies and flying off to Bora Bora?
I love to cook. It's like my hobby because it's relaxing for me. Then I love to play with my dog, shopping, hanging out with friends, family.
If you were going to cook a meal for a special date that you really wanted to impress, what would you cook for him or her?
I would cook chicken breast, mushrooms, mashed potatoes. I would cook that.
That's a good healthy meal. Yeah, that's a good healthy meal. So if I ever come to your house and you cook that, then I know that I'm special, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you like men to cook for you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Only if they're good, right?
Yeah, only if it's good.
So if we do macaroni and cheese?
No,
you'd rather do the cooking? Okay. Well, what else should we talk about? Is there anything that no one's... any question that you've never been asked that you always think we should ask?
I don't think so. I think that everybody asks all the questions.
What's the dumbest question we always ask you?
What's my fantasies? Sexual fantasies, you know?
I just assume that they're about me, and I don't want you to tell me. How about, do you like sex?
Oh, I love sex. I do.
Would you perform on camera if you didn't? Would you be able to fake it?
Fake it? What do you mean?
Fake the excitement? If you, let's say you didn't like the performer you're with,
uh-huh.
Would you not want to do the scene, or would you just get through it and...
Well, I probably wouldn't want to do it, because I know it's easy for girls to fake it, but I don't like to fake it, you know? Sometimes you have to, right? But, no, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, so you'd rather just find the right person and get the real thing going. Okay. I think that's about it. I think we're good. People should go to clubyanakova.com to see you and the mystery hands and toys and fun. Now, one thing you said, you started to do anal. Mm-hmm. Only on your website?
Well, I did it on my website before, but in my last movie, I believe it was Sexual Freak Yanakova that I shot with Rabbi the last time I was here. So I did DP with toys. It was good. It was good.
Do you like anal sex?
When I relax, I like it.
And you have apparently the butt part. We'll take pictures and show everyone the. All right, now you said eyes and butt. You get the most compliments on. What do you wish people would compliment on you on more?
More. Oh gosh, probably my stomach because I work out so much, but nobody can see.
Well, that's the problem. We'll take a picture of your stomach because people should know that she's more than just pretty eyes and a great butt. She has nice legs and a nice stomach and everything. She's got it all. She's Yanakova. Go visit her at clubyanakova.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.